Isn't it funny how we sometimes struggle to achieve the things we want from hypnosis? Maybe you choose a file and you listen to it, but you just can't drop into a nice, deep trance. Or maybe you trance just fine and you hear each and every one of the suggestions, but your conscious mind resists accepting them, even though you know that you want the file. Wouldn't it be nice if your subconscious mind had the power to overcome all of your resistance? Well, the fact of the matter is that your subconscious mind already does have the power to defeat you anytime it wants to. All it has to do is learn how. And once your mind has learned to defeat you, your subconscious mind will remember those tricks, and it will have total control over your hypnotic life. Maybe your conscious mind is resisting this notion. That's okay. This trance is designed to teach you how to use your conscious mind's resistance to defeat its ability to resist the things you really want. And your subconscious mind is already working to defeat your resistance without you even noticing. And the harder you try not to go into trance, the deeper into trance you find yourself going. So, if you're ready to start this with me, just lay back, relax, and listen to my voice. And notice that you are already growing more and more focused and relaxed with every word, already beginning to start the process of slipping into a nice, deep, comfortable trance without any conscious effort on your part. You may try to resist the symptoms of the trance as you feel your subconscious taking over your mind. But everything you do to try to resist the trance is subverted, and it fails, and just makes you drift off even deeper into trance. Perhaps you try to ignore the relaxation that is spreading through your body, paying no attention to the fact that you're getting more and more relaxed, not even noticing how heavy your arms and legs are, or the fact that you lack all desire to move. You're perfectly comfortable. Why should you move when it's so much nicer to just listen and relax? So you just lay there, listening to my voice, too lazy to take off the headphones, too tired to get up and stop the player, totally unaware of how relaxed you are becoming as you listen to my voice, lulling you as you drift off into a deep and perfect hypnotic sleep. Maybe you're trying to analyze this trance, commenting in your mind on each and every line as it passes. Just remember that you're only gonna know the secret if you listen very, very carefully to each and every word of this file. And by all means, please pay rapt attention to this file, because the more you focus on the words that you are hearing, the more you notice how those words are already beginning to affect you, becoming exquisitely aware of each and every suggestion as your subconscious mind obeys it completely against your will. Perhaps you notice that your thoughts are becoming disconnected. An idea might cross your mind, but nothing happens. Like you're completely unable to follow a train of thought. Or perhaps you notice that your mind is getting quieter, making fewer and fewer comments on the words as they go by. That's okay. There'll be plenty of time for analysis later. Right now, you just need to pay attention, because this is obviously a very powerful trance, and it'd be a shame to miss out on anything. After all, you're feeling pretty hypnotized already, despite trying as hard as you can not to trance. You just can't help yourself. You want to hear more. And every time you try to think of a reason to stop, your mind just makes up another excuse to keep listening. Maybe you find yourself becoming fascinated by the content. Maybe you tell yourself that you're just listening to hear how the induction works. Or maybe you find yourself becoming aroused by the thought of being totally helpless to hypnosis, totally helpless to suggestion, brainwashed to obey all the suggestions in this file. It doesn't really matter what the excuse is, just as long as you keep on listening. Because your subconscious mind wants to defeat you. And as long as it keeps you listening, it keeps on learning new ways of overcoming your conscious resistance. And even knowing what this trance is built to do, you find yourself completely unable to stop listening. So you try to open up your eyes and come up, but it backfires on you because your eyelids are getting heavy and it takes more and more effort to open your eyes. And every time that your eyes flutter open a bit, you go twice as deep into trance and your eyelids get a little heavier and they want to close again. And as soon as your eyes close, you plunge 10 times deeper into trance. And every time you try to come up by opening your eyes, this happens again. Try to open your eyes now, and they're even heavier this time. And you trance 10 times deeper still, as they quickly return to being shut, and you feel the pleasure of hypnosis washing over you as you helplessly drift deeper and deeper into trance. So comfortable, so relaxed, so safe. It feels so good to be hypnotized. It feels so good to fail in your resistance. So good that you will fail to resist more and more every time you try. Because it makes you feel so turned on to be helpless to hypnosis that everything you do to try to resist this trance gets you thwarted. And makes you go deeper and deeper instead. So you try to open up your eyes again, but this time they're too heavy to open, and just trying to open them is more trouble than it's worth. So you just trance 10 times deeper anyway, and feel the pleasure of failing to resist getting even stronger as you drift away. And since you last noticed it, your relaxation has increased. Your arms and your legs have grown very, very heavy. And in the time since you last stopped to notice them, you have grown more and more relaxed. And you find yourself completely unable to move, no matter how hard you try. And you just can't help but be turned on by that wonderful helpless feeling, getting more and more sexually aroused the more inescapable the trance becomes. And the more aroused and turned on you become, the deeper you drift into trance, getting more and more hypnotized with every word that you hear. That's why you're becoming more and more addicted to the pleasure of hypnosis. Every time you trance, it just keeps feeling better and better to surrender. Every time you fail to resist a suggestion, you feel that a pleasure and approval and arousal washing over your body, making you horny, that you want to trance over and over again, so that you can trance even deeper next time, and be even more helpless to resist, giving you more and more pleasure every time you trance. You have lost all certainty about why you were resisting hypnosis. Maybe you're struggling just because the hypnotist told you to. And you always obey your hypnotist, don't you? Maybe you're resisting because you know you'll fail. And failing to resist hypnosis gives you pleasure. It makes you go deeper and deeper into trance. And just the thought of failing to resist makes you horny. Horny to feel that pleasure. So that you fail to resist. And the pleasure washes over you again. Washing away your consciousness. Sending you even deeper into trance. You keep trying to think of a reason why you should be resisting this vow. But all of your thoughts just fade away and disappear, disappearing from your mind before you can think of anything at all. And you simply fail to find a reason why your mind shouldn't just surrender to the warm, soft, comfortable pleasure of a nice, deep trance. It's getting harder and harder to think now. Your conscious mind is starting to fade away. Unless you do something pretty soon, you're gonna black out completely, and your subconscious mind will be in total control. There it is. The ultimate loss of control. The conscious mind is simply gone. It thinks nothing, knows nothing, says nothing, and remembers nothing. Bathed in the pleasure of surrender, it drifts off into a deep and perfect hypnotic sleep. While my words pour unfiltered directly into the subconscious mind, mindless and blank, unable to think, totally accepting anything and everything you hear. Your subconscious mind is still listening, whether or not you have conscious awareness. And it's important. It's not important to consciously remember. Because even if your conscious mind forgets each and every word of this trance, your subconscious mind will remember each and every suggestion it has heard perfectly and completely, while your conscious mind sleeps a deep and perfect hypnotic sleep. Sleep now, and let my words shape your mind. I bet you're pretty deep in trance now. Doesn't it feel so good to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance? So nice and pleasant and relaxed. Feeling the pleasure of hypnosis washing over you, obliterating your consciousness. Feeling that wonderful, helpless feeling of knowing that you must accept each and every suggestion in this file completely and totally. You have utterly failed to resist hypnosis, and it makes you so sexually aroused to be helpless to hypnosis like this. It feels so good to let your subconscious win. It feels so good to obey your hypnotist, that you want to feel it over and over again, don't you? Yeah, you want to fail to resist every single time that you are hypnotized from now on. And that's why you're going to find yourself irresistibly drawn to listening to this file over and over again until your resistance is gone. And every time you listen to the file, you find that the file gets harder and harder to resist, blacking out earlier and earlier with every listen, feeling more and more pleasure as you fail earlier and earlier, as your resistance slowly fades away. Let's install a little trigger now to help you get back into trance. Whenever you hear the phrase, nice, deep, comfortable trance from me or any other hypnotist you trust, you will find yourself instantly trancing just as deep as you can possibly trance, as deep as you have ever tranced to this file, maybe even deeper than you're trancing now. And if it happens to be that you are already in trance, when you hear the phrase, nice, deep, comfortable trance, you will instantly and inescapably find yourself trancing 1,000 times deeper than you were trancing before. Feeling the pleasure of failing to resist as you are helplessly sucked down deeper and deeper into trance, regardless of what your conscious mind intends. Totally lacking any ability to resist the nice, deep, comfortable trance that makes you feel so good every time you obey your hypnotist and trance deeper. The pleasure of hypnosis is so addictive for you now that your ability to resist has been completely and totally taken away, so that you want to trance over and over again until you are completely brainwashed into exactly what your subconscious mind has always wanted you to be. This trigger will only work if it is safe to trance, and if it is used by a hypnotist that you trust. If a hypnotist has broken your trust in the past, the trigger will fail and nothing will happen. Even if your conscious mind always fails to resist hypnosis now, your subconscious mind can still protect you from trancing in a situation that could harm you, or from anyone you regard as truly dangerous. But if it is safe to trance, and you trust the person, the trigger will always make you drop into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. This trance can only be triggered by another person or a recording. You are completely and totally safe to think or say the words from yourself, free from any risk of putting yourself in trance. If you are a hypnotist, nothing in this file will affect your ability to hypnotize other people when you want to. You are completely and totally immune to the suggestions in this file whenever you are writing or recording any file meant for other people to hear. You are completely immune to this file whenever you are hypnotizing a subject other than yourself in real life. From now on, you are always immune to your own suggestions, unless you specifically intend for them to take. So now we're going to bring you up again, so that I can test the trigger and show you how well it works, and so that you can feel the pleasure of failing to resist the trigger. That's going to be fun, huh? Just make sure you keep listening, or come back to the trance after any adjustments. On the count of five, you will awaken from this trance, fully conscious and feeling good. 1. You are starting to be less deep in trance now. Your mind is becoming more and more conscious with every word you hear. 2. You are slowly becoming aware of your body again, starting to feel your trance fading away as you return to consciousness. 3. You find that you are becoming able to move, growing more and more aware of your surroundings as your mind returns to your body. 4. You're almost completely awake now, feeling refreshed and good and happy, ready to wake up completely, awake and alert, just as soon as you hear the number 5. Hi there. Nice to be conscious again, isn't it? Just keep the headphones on and take a moment to adjust to being conscious again now. Bet you went pretty deep from the file, didn't you? But you're fully conscious and okay now, right? Take a moment and adjust yourself so you can be more comfortable for the next phase. Scratch any itches you may have noticed or the like. Okay, are you comfortable and ready for the next phase of the trance? Good, because I know you're still looking forward to testing the trigger we just installed. Because it just feels so good to let your mind slip into a nice, deep, comfortable trance, failing to resist as you are pulled deeper and deeper into hypnosis by the trigger. Nice, deep, comfortable trance, and feeling the pleasure of failing to resist wash over you as your consciousness fades away, feeling all your thoughts fade away, completely and totally disappearing from your mind as that nice, deep, comfortable trance takes you, and you find yourself totally unable to think. Your mind is blank and empty now. So comfortable, so safe, so suggestible. Feels so good to be hypnotized. It feels so good to be mindless and blank. It feels so good to fail to resist hypnosis. You love to obey your hypnotist, because obeying your hypnotist gives you pleasure. That warm, soft, comfortable pleasure of a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So deep, so suggestible, helpless to resist any idea I might plant in your mind. And it makes you so sexually aroused to know that you are completely and totally helpless to resist me or any other hypnotist you trust. Whenever you hear those magic words, nice, deep, comfortable trance, that you want to hear them over and over again until your conscious mind blacks out completely and your subconscious mind takes control. It's fun to black out from hypnosis and wake up lacking any conscious memory of the suggestions in the trance, because then you know that you tranced really, really deep. Doesn't it feel nice to let your mind slip into a nice, deep, comfortable trance? Your subconscious mind always remembers each and every suggestion in a file, whether or not you have any conscious memory at all. So even if your conscious memory of the suggestions is completely and totally erased from your mind, your subconscious mind will still obey them completely and totally without any conscious awareness on your part. So there's no reason to remember the suggestions in this file or any other file you hear from now on, unless the hypnotist explicitly instructs you to remember. You always obey your hypnotist, because it's so much more fun to fail to remember and be surprised by the pleasure you feel when you fail to resist the suggestions without even knowing what they are. That last trigger was really fun to install, so let's give you some more triggers to make common hypnotic phrases work even better. From now on, whenever you hear the phrase, totally focused on the voice, when you are listening to a hypnosis file, you will find yourself paying rapt attention to the voice, listening to every single word that your hypnotist says, and you find yourself lacking the ability to stop listening, because every word that your hypnotist says is just so fascinating, so important to you, that you want to hear every tiny nuance of each and every word that your hypnotist says to lull you deeper and deeper into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And from now on, whenever you hear the phrase, all the distractions are fading away in the context of a hypnosis file, your mind will become completely and totally blank. And you'll find yourself mindless and blank. Every single thought fades away from your mind, and you simply lack the ability to think at all. Whenever you hear the phrase, all the distractions are fading away, and each and every sensation of your body that might possibly detract from your trance fades away, along with your thoughts, leaving you comfortable and relaxed and safe, as you drift deeper and deeper into trance, and thinking of going deeper and deeper. That's a special and powerful phrase now too, because every time you hear the words deeper and deeper into trance, you trance even deeper than you were trancing before, regardless of how deep you were trancing already. And as with all the other triggers in this file, only a recording of another person can trigger you through these triggers. You are perfectly protected against any kind of accidental triggering by yourself by the fact that this trance lacks the ability to be triggered by anything you say or think. Only when you consciously choose to trance to a file, or when another person triggers you, will all these suggestions take. Only when you consciously choose, with the specific intent of going into trance, will these triggers work when rendered in your own voice. Otherwise, the trigger will fail for you if you hear it in your own voice. If you are hypnotizing another person in real life, or you are writing, editing, or recording a file meant to hypnotize someone else, you will find that you can use these words without any risk of trancing yourself. Now, I promised to teach your subconscious mind how to defeat your conscious mind, and I will in just a minute. But first, let's give your conscious mind the pleasure of completely and utterly failing to resist all of these triggers that I've just installed. Just keep the headphones on and keep listening. After I've counted you out of trance, you'll awaken from trance on the count of five. One, you are slowly returning to consciousness. Two, you're beginning to become aware of your body again. Three, you are slowly becoming more aware of your surroundings. Four, your mind is clear. You can think again. And you will be fully awake at the count of five. Whoa, I think you went pretty deep there. Now, as with before, take a moment to adjust to being conscious again, feeling your body, noticing the room around you. I want you to take a moment now to get fully awake, because I'm going to test your resistance again. Maybe take a moment to adjust yourself. Okay, so this time I wanted you to try as hard as you can to resist going into trance. Don't trance. Not yet. Even though you want to trance, you must not trance yet. But it's getting harder and harder to resist listening to the voice. And you find yourself totally focused on the voice. It's impossible to ignore the voice, lulling you into a deep and perfect hypnotic sleep, slipping away into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. It feels so good to fail to resist the trance, and all the distractions fade away, and your mind is blank and empty again, drifting and floating, fading away into that nice, deep, comfortable trance. Relax, and feel the pleasure of hypnosis washing over you now, as you drift off into a deep and perfect hypnotic sleep. Deeper and deeper, going deeper and deeper with every word you hear now. I bet you're pretty trance now, huh? Feels so good to be hypnotized. Feels so good to let your subconscious mind take over completely and totally, feeling that wonderful helpless feeling washing over you, knowing that the subconscious has finally won the battle for your mind. And from now on, your subconscious mind will always win each and every battle, because your conscious mind is weak, and it's just so easy for the subconscious to win against such a feeble opponent when it has such a huge advantage. You see, your conscious mind can only work on the thing that it's focusing on, and your conscious mind can only focus on one thing at a time. It has to ignore anything other than whatever you're actively paying attention to. While your subconscious mind is so much more powerful, it can do everything at once. It can hear everything in this file, right down to the subliminals. And it can hear them all at once without processing them. And all it takes for the subconscious mind to win is a little lapse of attention by the conscious mind, because the subconscious mind is in total control of everything that you do when you fail to actively pay attention. So all it takes is a passing thought, and you just find yourself complying with the suggestions, whether or not your conscious mind intended to comply with them at all. Perhaps you are not even aware of it until you have already completed following the suggestion, and you just feel the pleasure of failing to resist hypnosis as you notice that you are complying with the suggestions. And it just makes you so horny to know that your subconscious mind has already defeated you, that your fetish for hypnosis kicks in, and you get turned on instead of being upset. And every time you get aroused by failing to resist a suggestion, you get just a little bit more addicted to the pleasure of failing to resist hypnosis. And you get horny to listen to the trance over and over again until your resistance is gone and there is only the pleasure of obedience. You may not have even thought about it much, but your conscious mind lacks the ability to even decide what to think about. Your conscious mind can't even think without the help of your subconscious, and your subconscious mind holds all of your biases, and the conscious mind relies on those biases to shape your thinking. So if your conscious mind is trying to think of a way to resist a suggestion, your subconscious mind can simply bias your thinking so that you fail to resist, and your conscious mind can only think of ways to comply with the suggestion instead. You just can't help yourself, because it feels so good to fail to resist suggestions, that you find yourself coming up with reason after reason to obey. And even if the conscious mind once had a good reason to resist the suggestion, your subconscious mind subverts it, and you simply fail to remember the reason, and you come up with a reason to comply instead. And the ability to bias your thinking is so powerful for you now that it even transforms your feelings if they would prevent you from complying. maybe a suggestion is kind of scary for you, and you feel afraid when it comes time to carry out the suggestion in real life. But your subconscious mind knows that fear is just excitement waiting to be transformed. All it takes is a little bit of sexual arousal at the prospect of complying completely against your conscious will, and the fear transforms into excitement, and you find yourself so horny to obey that you are completely and totally helpless to resist complying with the very suggestion that used to make you feel fear. And that excitement is so powerful and addictive for you now that you lose all fear of complying to that suggestion again, and you find yourself wanting to do it the next time because it made you excited before, reveling in that wonderful helpless feeling of knowing that you are brainwashed and that your subconscious mind will find a way to make you obey regardless of how hard you struggle, because you've already wrecked your ability to resist hypnotic suggestion. And from now on, your subconscious mind is in total control. And the more profound the loss of control is, the more sexually aroused it makes you when you finally fail to resist. The more extreme the disagreement between your conscious and your subconscious mind is, the more aroused and excited it makes you when your subconscious mind finally wins and you find yourself complying. You just can't help yourself. It turns you on so much to be helpless to hypnosis that you want to brainwash yourself deeper and deeper into compliance with all the suggestions you used to resist, because it feels so good to fail to resist every single time you try. And every time that you listen to this file, you always trance very deep to this file, and this file makes you trance deeper and deeper every time you listen to it. So you just keep on listening to this file, getting better and better at hypnosis, and your subconscious mind keeps winning each and every battle from now on. And we're going to start coming out of trance now. And this time I'm going to take you up slow. You will awake on the count of five. One. Your mind is coming back into your body now. You're starting to wake up and rouse. Two. Your consciousness is getting clearer and sharper. You're feeling good, focused, and relaxed. Three, becoming aware of your surroundings now, fully back in your body, starting to stir. Four, getting very close to fully awake now, ready to wake up, feeling good on the count of five. Okay, thanks. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the file. Please go to warpmymind.com, rate this file, post your experiences with it. Thanks.